Lecture topic: The harms of spiritual sicknesses.
Come, khadim is very easy. Come, khadim. But to fulfill the rights is very difficult. Everyone wants to become khadim. That's why when a person becomes a khadim, he must understand the person before he becomes his khadim. And there will be more harm caused. That's why very easy. No one has become 10 times in the team before he becomes a khadim. Sahaba Ikram understood Nabi Karim so well, they were true khadims. The work of a khadim is to show, to comfort the sheikh. Comfort the Shaykh. Sahaba Ikram should comfort Nabi Karim so much that when Hijrah, he came to Madinatul Munawwara, the people were eager to meet him. They did not know who is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was there, and it so happened that he was so tired that Abu Siddiq sat down there with him. When people came to meet Rasulullah SAW, he stood up. Abu Bakr Siddiq stood up. My Shaykh must not get taklif. He's traveled so far and came, he's gone through so much of hardship, I must make him make aram. When the people came to meet, he stood up to meet everyone. To keep his Shaykh, to give aram. Day after, when the sun was coming to Nabi Karim's face, then Abu Bakr Siddiq took his rumal sheet and put it to Nabi Karim. Then only the Sahaba, they realized that this is Rasulullah. How much aram? So if you want to become a khadim, you must make aram first. You know whether you can fit for the aram or not. Like Hazraji, everyone to press his legs. You don't tell anyone anything, but ask him how he is feeling. So when you want to give, press someone's leg also, making khidmat, you must think whether you know how to give it or not. You don't know, rather leave it. Because they won't tell you, give me taklif. They say, continue, give it now, man. As long as you are happy. So anything that you do, a khadim has to understand that when you take a khadim and become a khadim, make sure that you know how to fulfill the rights of the sheikh. Wanna go on karte. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The body today, you find you get sickness of all kinds. The body gets sick with fever, running stomach, all kinds of ailments and sickness takes place. Likewise, the soul has also got sickness too. The soul also has sickness. And the more the beautiful the body is, they say, look how beautiful his eyes are, how nice his teeth are. Likewise, the soul also has been beautified. Now one has to beautify his soul, not his body. Because if you look at even the person, as long as the person is alive, you admire that person. But the moment the person passes away, why do you want to get rid of it? You don't want to see that beautiful face anymore. You want that face, but the body must go away from you. You don't want to go near it too. So the bond is with what? Is with the soul. Is with the... As long as the soul is in the body is being loved. And the moment the soul goes away, the body will send away too. Please take it away straight away. There's no more love. The relationship is with the soul, not with the... So how important it is, the soul has to be all the time beautified. It's just as how you beautify your body and show so much of concern to this body of yours. All kind of things you do to beautify your body and to mold your body how you want it to be. That is not very important as how to beautify one's soul. When a person gets sick in this world, he makes sure that he tries to cure himself. All kinds of, he goes through this doctor, that doctor. No matter how much he spends so much of money to make sure that he achieves what he wants, in the end he does not achieve to, but he still goes out of his way. So for his body he does everything. But the most important thing is for your soul that you must make. The soul is important. How you beautify your body, more important is to beautify the soul. As you must know that the beautiness of this, as is handsomeness you find, then that's how you must have suffered in you too. The soul's body should be, how do you beautify a soul? To beautify a soul, the most important thing is your humility in you, humbleness. That's what it needs. The food of the soul is to become humble. You become humbleness. That is the first thing. With humility, you have shukr in you. That is what the soul needs in you. It must be shukr. Everyone shukr. Then make sabr. Sabr. Sincerity. These are the things the soul has to have in it. Sincerity. Shukr. Sabr. And most important, free from all show and vanity. There must be no show and vanity. These are the food of the soul that is have to beautify the soul. So the beautifying of the soul is important, that you must have shukr in you. You must have sabr in you. These things you cannot see. Can you see sabr? Can you see shukr? You cannot see all those things. That is something to do with the inside of it. So how important it is that the soul has to be all the time fed with this kind of things, food, to beautify it. Just like namaz now. It's an outward ibadat. One can see it. One can see it. Salah, when a person is namaz, he go to ruku, he go to sajda, he makes salam, tashahud, everything that you can see. This thing is called you can see. That is an ibadat which you can see. But likewise, that the ibadat that you cannot see, it is compulsory of that kind. That just as namaz is farz, likewise this is also farz. It is also farz. That ibadat is farz that you can see. If you look at it, you give zakat, is something that you can see. You go for hajj, is something that you can see, that your body has been used, your wealth has been used. Zakat also the same thing. So these acts, these ibadats are very, very important and farz. Likewise, this ibadat of the soul also is farz, just like that. We have to learn to put our soul right, to purify it in the correct way. As you see that ibadat means. So everything involves in only one thing, related to the body, related to the soul. And it all is Allah's commands that you must remember, that Allah wants you to have humility in you. As you say this much, Allah Ta'ala wants you to have humility in you. Humility is something that you cannot see. Can you see humility? Today your person who you see him, mashallah, he's very soft-spoken, he calls you to the house, he makes you sit down nicely. That's not humility. That is one of those things he's doing. But how is in reality is it? Reality is what it is. He can be good to everyone. He can be kind to everyone. But at home he's a lion. So that humility that you are seeing of him is not a reality. Reality is humility, some which is inside you. Which is inside you. And that you cannot see, the others cannot see, it you have to bring something. You have to bring that humility in you. You have to work to bring that humility in you. Until unless you don't bring the humility in you, you cannot bring this. Sabr also is the same thing. If you look at sabr, can you see sabr? You cannot see sabr at all. Sabr is something which is inside you. Which is inside you, the time when you face with a situation which is against your desire, and then you overload, you still make sabr, that only you and Allah Ta'ala knows. No one else knows that thing there. So at the time of any occasion, this is what you call how you are feeding, you are beautifying your soul. One is to beautify your soul in this way, that you're facing all kind of situations where it's against your nature too. So many incidents that takes place in this world which is against your nature. How do you combat the thing? How do you fight the thing? Do you fight it in the correct way? The correct way means, sabr means, at the instant of the incident, you will completely keep yourself calm. Completely keep yourself calm. No satiety, any kind of complaint at all. Of any kind, no complaint. That is what called sabr. At any time, whatever incident that took place, no matter what it may be, if someone have to be vulgar with you to at that time, you make sabr of that kind, control yourself, the sabr, that you say something and then after you say sorry, that is not sabr. The stages of safer sabr is that 24 hours you are in sabr all the time. 24 hours, you are sabr. So we do not understand what's the meaning of, you know, being humility. Humbleness is that every time when you walk, your inside is humble. Your inside is humble. Just as zina is haram, pride is haram too. Zina is haram. A person keeps from sharab is haram. You are keeping away from sharab and zina, but you are not keeping from pride. So like zina and haram, sharab is haram, which you say, hey, don't go near it too. Don't go near this too. MashaAllah. But don't go near zina, don't go near pride also. Just as you are so concerned of keeping away from zina and sharab, likewise, it's more important for you to also keep away from pride, jealousy. These are the things which is harmful for the sickness for the soul. The sickness of the soul, which you are so concerned with your body that every small pain you get to, you go to make sure you put it right. The moment the doctor tells you you got this sickness, you try all means to put it right. Leave that sickness for a while. Worry about the sickness would for the hereafter. That is going to help you all the time, and that is the soul. That why up till now you, so many years you are making namaz, so many years you are giving zakat, so many years you are giving nafil namaz, so many years you are giving fast of everything, and yet you got in your jealousy. How come you still got jealousy in you? That soul asking, how come you got still got jealousy in you? How come up till now you got malice in you? Up till now you got malice, the soul has to, this malice has to come out of your heart. What is the reason for you to have malice? Why are you having jealousy in you? One side you're trying to reach so much of ibadat, another the ibadat, the soul, the food of the soul, unfortunately not trying to purify yourself. The purifying of the soul is the most important thing, that make sure this much, that at all times there must be not the slightest bit of malice must be in your heart. Malice will come, must go away straight away. Jealousy will come, must go away straight away. There must be no such thing age in it. You know something? Age in it. There must be no such thing age in jealousy. There must be no such thing as age in malice too. Of any kind too. No such thing. Pride come for a minute and must go away from there. It must not remain in you. Remember, this is very important. The soul has to be put right at all times. Until, unless you do not put your soul right. No matter how much of hard work you can do, the soul will still be affected. And it's called a sickness in it. The worst sickness is the soul. Sad to say that we don't call ourselves sick today. If a person calls himself sick, they'll learn to put himself right. No one is prepared to say, I'm a sick person. Because he cannot see it. That's why. His body he can see, he's feeling the sickness in him. They say, I'm sick, I've got a headache. My hand is paining, my leg is paining. He can see the thing. So he accepts the thing very quickly. But when someone tells me, you know, you got pride in you. No, I am not sick. When you got this in you, I'm not sick. Because why? Only a sick person will try to put himself right. Today, everyone look at next people's faults. You don't look at their own faults. If you begin to look at your own faults, you won't have time to look at anyone else's faults too. So this is the condition today. Now for example, look at it this much. Anger. I'm just an example. Anger is something which is from inside you. It's not from outside. Anger is the worst thing, you know, a root of foundation of most of the sins. One of the biggest sin, pride, is caused through pride, through anger. Anger. Why did you get angry with that person? Because why he did speak to me like that? Today our marriages are on the rocks because of my anger. Every marriage today is gone on the rocks because of anger. And this anger, if you look at it, is all the cause of it because you yourself feel you are someone. If you feel you are someone, no one must tell me what to do. I am the boss. I am saying whatever I say must go. Now tell me what's the meaning of that. That's why so much of, you know. So anger is something when the tongue moves. The tongue is moving. But once the tongue moves, the day after what happens, then of that you see that the face starts turning red too. The face, the inside is showing the outside. The inside is showing the outside. And then you find the time, the moment he loses himself completely, And then his hand is working. His legs are working. All of things are working. But the reality from inside is working. Inside working. So how bad it is that a person has all the good qualities, but and that is got to link with the soul. Link with the soul. No matter how much you do, the most important thing, the soul must be of that kind of strengthen the soul. We have to learn to strengthen our souls. Unfortunately, you know, sad to say, we can talk and talk and talk. It's making no difference at all. It's still the same old habits. Not to be kind to people, not to be so affectionate to them, to be compassionate. That all sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is all coming from inside, compassionate. All those things are inside, hidden in you. You cannot see the thing. A person is compassionate, you can't see it on his face. A person is very kind, you cannot see it on his face. But you can see his heart. His heart is showing the kindness. His heart is showing compassionate. His heart is showing love. Love you cannot see. Can you see love? But the love is inside you. That love you see, the father scolds the child, but the child, he has love for the child. Now you cannot see the child, you don't love me. The father says, yes, I don't love you, that's why I'm hitting you. But all the time the father hit him because of love. The mother also the same thing too. The mother hits the child. The child says, you don't love me, but I'm hitting you for your own benefit. So that love that inside is you, the ustad hits the child. The reason for hitting the child is because, see, this child is a very good child. I want him to become someone. And then you begin to hit him. What are you hitting him for? Because of love. So these are things which are hidden in himself, what is called inside you, that is supposed to be molded all the time, controlled all the time, brought to a condition of that kind. If only you understand what is the soul is, if only you know what is soul is. That is the most important thing of the body. If you can only mold the soul, as you say you hate sharab, try to hate jealousy too. As you hate zina, I've never committed zina, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I mustn't make ghibat also. So these are things you must look at so much at this, that these are all linked with the soul. So how important it is that you must learn to learn the soul. So anger is something which caused the root of everything. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know that story very well. That a person, when a Yahudi went to spoke against Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to have a fight with him. He went to fight with him. And the moment he was so angry, that was called anger. He got so angry because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment he came on top of him, I'm giving you this incident because we are faced with these kind of conditions. The moment he sat on him, and tried to overpower him. And then Yahudi saw that he got no chance. He spat on his face. The moment he spat on his face, what was it? The outcome of it that Hazrat Ali left him straight away. People asked him, what's the reason for this? He said, the first time I was fighting for Nabi Karim. Because he spoke something against Nabi Karim. But the moment he spat on me, it was no more Nabi Karim. It was a revenge now. That's why in the beginning of era of Islam, the Muslims were not allowed to fight at all. For 13 years they were given this thing, yeah. I'm trying to show you how important it is to control your akhlaq. Bring your akhlaq to that standard. You know, they tell Nabi Karim that so much harm was caused to the Muslims that in the beginning. But no one allowed to fight. Retaliate, nothing. Keep quiet all the time. But when they became very strong for 13 years, when they became strong, in other words, the Shaykh was making the islah. The Shaykh was making Islam. No, cannot fight. Leave alone. But they were also to put this to listen. They listen carefully. We will do what you say. Today when the Shaykh says, do that, don't do that. You won't do that. You still do that. But hear this, the Sahaba Ikram, whatever you say, after 13 years, day after they turn, now grew jihad. Why? Now you are fit. Now you are fit. That is why the time when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala spat on him, immediately left him. His tabiat was made, his soul was made, that I am now only fighting for myself, for Allah, not for this, my nafs. My nafs. So definitely he left him alone. He left him. This is the condition what we supposed to have in us, that how we are so concerned of our body, to mold our body how we want to, mold our soul like that. Have that condition in you that you must have sabr in you in every way. Sabar is something that you must have every moment, every instance. Because sabar is something that happens all the time. Shukr. Shukr you must have at all times. Shukr you cannot see. Can you see shukr? You cannot see shukr, but you must make shukr every time. Every moment that you wake up in the morning, you make shukr. Every instant you make shukr. That is now you're trying to mold your soul. So in other words, in everything that we do, we have to learn one thing, that our soul is most important. Just as you keep away from zina, you must keep away from interest also. Just as you keep away from gambling, then you must keep away from malice also. Keep away from pride also. And the worst sin today is pride. Today, what is the meaning of pride? Pride, you look down at people. Now no one, if you look at next person, he does not know you've got pride in you. Unless you told you know you've got pride. So these are things which are inside us. Until unless we do not put it right and do the right thing, then definitely will come wrong. So this is our condition today that you know that all that our desires, you know, when the time you make sabr, what's the reason for making sabr? It's because those incidents that take place against your desire. Something happened against you. You lost a child. Sabr immediately. That Allah Ta'ala knows that. You lost some means, your business got looted. You may sabr straight away. In everything, someone tell you anything of any kind. And sabr means at the instant of the condition, incident, you keep quiet and you keep silent. That is what you call sabr in all. Your child tell you something, or someone else tell you something, but yet you'll do as far as possible. You make sure that you make sabr. So sabr, shukr, these are things that we have to bring into us all the time. A mu'min, every day of his life, 24 hours, two things is wanted. Sabr and shukr. You go home, you come to realize you want to eat something, something else came in. How much sabr you have to make? How much sabr you have to make? You go home, you go see something, you expect something to happen. Your ticket was booked for going for Umrah. Next moment it was, you cannot go. How do you respond? How do you respond? You have to make sabr on that. Every incident. So many things you want to do something in the course of the day, it does not transpire. It does not take place. What are you supposed to do? Make sabr. So these things are all the time in us, in our life, that we must have this thing on us. Just to keep away from sharab, zina, keep away from interest, those things you can see. Those things we cannot see. This is you and Allah Ta'ala, the soul, that you have to put it right. And nowadays, you know, it's very hard for us to do how those days, you know, the buzruks, they didn't go through so much of taklif and this and that. So Dr. Abul Haysab, rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Thani, rahmatullah, is a very big buzruk, khalifa. He gave us one remedy, you know. If we do that, we inshallah, we will become very close to Allah Ta'ala. But it's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing. That whenever you do a good act, I said good act, not a sin, then you must say, Allah assist me. First thing, whenever you do a good act, whether it's charity, whether whatever you're doing, first thing, say, oh Allah, assist me. In other words, every good deed that you do, whether you give a charity, whether you do any good deed, when you go into business too, oh Allah, assist me. The second thing you say, make it easy for me. How easy is it? I'm telling you to learn this thing here. First thing, oh Allah, assist me. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to work, oh Allah, assist me. Oh Allah, assist me. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. Who are you talking to? Allah Ta'ala. In every way of life, in every way you go, when you're going for any work too, oh Allah, assist me. Make it easy for me. Completely with the afia. Completely with afia. Remember these three, four things. Whenever you go for business, no matter whatever you do, the correct thing you do, not haram things. Make this your duty that you speak to Allah Ta'ala at all occasions. When you speak to Allah Ta'ala at all occasions, will you forget Allah Ta'ala? Remember Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, assist me. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. Oh Allah, complete it with afia. And oh Allah, accept it. Oh Allah, accept it. So if these four things you kept in you, I hope you got it in mind. And you make it a duty that every day you make this dua all the time. No matter wherever you do, whatever you do, unless, as long as it's the right thing, inshallah, Allah will make it very easy for you. And more you become more closer to Allah Ta'ala.
more closer to Allah. Because the greatest thing to become close to Allah. If a person is close to Allah Ta'ala, you got everything. Allah ta'amal kareem tawfiq nasif. Wa akhru da'a alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa al-aqibatul muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam wa sayyidil musulim. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizir dunya wa adabil akhirah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammadin. برحمتك يا رب.